This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Susie Ahn, and this is The Rundown. Planned Parenthood of Illinois is reopening its Peoria Health Center today after a January 2023 firebombing forced the facility to close. The center suffered $1 million in smoke and fire damage. The new facility will feature new state-of-the-art equipment and offer gender-affirming care as well as testing for sexually transmitted infections and cancer screenings. The Chicago office in charge of independently analyzing the mayor's budget proposal each year is understaffed, according to its new leader. The City Council Office of Financial Analysis helps aldermen wade through hundreds of pages of budget proposals each year, often in the span of a month. Its new leader, Janice Oda Gray, was confirmed today by the council's budget committee. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports that Oda Gray says she needs a bigger team and a better analytics department.
For instance, with the budget season coming up now, it would be nice for you guys to know prior to you questioning departments about the headcount. We have areas that have an overabundance and surplus of headcount. Wouldn't it be nice to know which areas have been holding those for 3 or 4 years or longer?
The office has 3 full-time employees. Budget season will begin in earnest in the fall with a vote by late November. This morning kicked off a new class for a unique program designed to help leaders of anti-violence organizations be more effective. The Community Violence Intervention Leadership Academy is run by the University of Chicago Crime Lab. It started last fall with a first class of leaders from cities across the country for 5 months worth of training. My colleague Michael Puente reports that a new class of 26 cohorts got started today. Dr. Chico Tillman, director of the academy, says the training takes place in Chicago and other cities across the country.
The reason why we go to different cities is to give people a comprehensive or national perspective around violence prevention so they can see what it looked like in different spaces as opposed to just through a Chicago lens.
Last year's class graduated from the program at a ceremony at the White House. Bears season ticket holders are feeling blindsided by steep price increases this year. The team says season ticket prices have increased by an average of 8%. But the Sun-Times reports the Bears are considered the home team for a game in London this fall, although tickets to that game are not included in season ticket packages. That means season ticket holders will only have 9 games at Soldier Field instead of 10. With that factored in, some fans are seeing a price hike of nearly 50% per game. Today's forecast calls for a chance of severe weather. According to National Weather Service Senior Service Hydrologist Scott Lincoln, this risk applies to all of northeastern Illinois.
It's not a particularly high risk of severe weather, but there could be some isolated storms that produce hail and gusty winds.
Lincoln says tomorrow there is a slightly higher risk of severe weather. That could also include gusty winds and hail and possibly even brief tornadoes near northwestern Illinois. Lincoln says temperatures should cool down to highs in the mid-70s by Thursday and Friday. Temperatures for today hover in the mid-80s, a low tonight of 63, a high near 86 on Tuesday, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Susie Ahn. Thanks for listening.